Hi there, this is Mistress Delia, and I have a story for you about a man with a small penis who had a very bad idea. It was a photo shoot, and I told him it was a very, very bad idea. Getting a formal photo taken can be a bit stressful. After all, most of us have doubts about whether we look good enough. And doing so in the buff, of course, raises the stakes. It is a pretty vulnerable and intimidating position to be in. Now, especially if it's a big production where the photographer has a staff scurrying around in the background, right? Oh, but he was bound and determined to do it. It was a mix of jealousy, the chance to revel as the center of attention, and determination to let the world know his secret. Jealousy? Yes. Why should only females be the ones who get to pose in the nude? In this repressed society of ours, the penis shows up probably only in porn. And wasn't that a big part of his problem? The typical porn penis is, well, atypical in terms of size and girth, wouldn't you say? Center of attention. Yes, this is something our model is interested in. His secret? Well, let's just say it's a little one, and I don't mean his secret. Actually, I arrived at his photo shoot just too late to stop Kevin from his madness, and 15 minutes of fame that could last forever on the internet. But he told me all about it. Here's how it went down. He'd been itching to strut his stuff, yes, in front of a photographer, specifically a female one, for some time. I referred him to a studio that I used years ago, thinking he was all talk and no action. And of course, I gleefully told him that because of his measurements, being, shall we say, shy, he would be smart to be camera shy. But like the moth drawn to the dangerous flame, our hero pursued his destiny. When he showed up at his appointment, there were half a dozen welcoming women. They loved photographing men and were always on the lookout for, you know, impressive, strong, potent men. But oh, were they in for such a surprise! He confessed his doubts to the girls, who were used to having men having second thoughts. They artfully stripped away his bashfulness and his clothes. They turned on sexy music, flashed the flesh, turned on the heat. They literally turned up the thermostat. Caressed him on his shoulders, his thighs, and his nipples. And they whispered, oh, so flattering, sweet nothings breathlessly into his ear, complimenting him left and right, up and down about his so nicely cut physique. Then they began removing his clothes. Do you think he was any match for them? In a flash, he was parading around in his jockeys, striking poses. I only wish I had been there before he signed the legal release. Now it was time to break out the makeup brush, the reflectors, of course, the zoom lens, undoubtedly. The place turned even hotter when they turned on the industrial-sized lamps. The production assistant and her helpers were buzzing with excitement as the moment of truth arrived. Our sitter, however, was just plain buzzed with all the excitement and feline attention. That's when the girls cooed for him to show us the goods and come on, take out that bat. Uh-huh. I'll tell you, those photographers were surprised because when the subject of dropped trow came up, it was like the old vinyl record scratch for one or two beats. The studio fell silent, And it wasn't until the production assistant smartly grabbed our poser's drawers from his ankles when the whoops and laughter and applause filled the room. You see, these shutterbugs were used to men who were hung like a horse, and this dude was hung like a hummingbird. The model froze. The photographer began clicking away, motioning for him to continue with the show and to say, "Cheese." Trooper that he was, he gamely stepped up to the plate and swung his rather small bat. Judging from the photos, he did a fine job initially teasing by blocking his package with a hand, a knee, a leg, or a prop, and eventually flashing his atomic-sized unit to the flashing camera. He also posed with the girls, and their reactions were priceless. Of course, they razzed Mr. Cupid Dick into unfurling his member. After an amazing few strokes, the makeup artist told me it took only 3 short rubs. A hopeless 3-inch stiffy spouted to life, perched comically but proudly at a 45-degree angle. Then they teased him about his tiny tool. They cheered, "Let it all hang out there, big boy," and "Come on, work it, baby doll, work it." To make matters worse, they took turns rubbing just about everything except where he wanted to be touched. Poor guy. Now that's when I walked in. All eyes turned to me, and there he was in front of us, naked, his hands wrapped around that baby boner. The guy was, without a doubt, blissed out of his mind. I knew immediately what I had to do. Walking over to the photographer, I asked for her camera and erased all the proofs. The funny thing is, all the girls knew it was the right thing to do. But it was Numbnuts who asked, "Hey, what are you doing?" I shot him a look and told him to get in my car. Loser that he is, he walked to my car still naked with his itty-bitty little dickie sticking between his legs. When I got him home, the endorphins had worn off a bit and he thanked me for looking out for him. I told him that he'd better hold his breath and hope the cameras didn't automatically upload to the cloud. Since his performance, he's been checking and rechecking the corners of the internet to see if he's joined the jolly ranks of cyberspace chiclet dicks. If you happen to see a brand new pictorial featuring a penis runt who looks quite happy with himself, it might well be our dear little friend. If you have the urge to show yourself off to the world, let's talk about whether that's a good idea before you get too far down the road. My answer just might depend on your payload, honey pie. Give Miss Delia a call at 800-601-6975, especially if you're concerned about your little penis. Bye-bye.